Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert. 530 Club members are weighing in, Whip. Did you have an answer?
Good. Well, I mean, I have an answer that seems kind of general. So the skin of a yam looks like tree bark. A sweet potato is more reddish brown. Real yams are entirely different root vegetables that are more like yucca in texture and flavor. They have bumpy, tough brown skin that looks almost tree trunk-like.
So do I after like a long yeah. winter in Florida.
And also, like you have starchy, not sweet flesh.
Yeah, I do. Said Buffalo Bill. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. we just received an email a second ago from Kim, and she said please in capital letters and bold about, can we just settle our yams and sweet potatoes the same thing?
Okay, they are, but yams would be the ones in a can that are already kind of like processed or cooked.
All right.
And this is how I believe. And sweet potatoes are the fresh ones that you go to the store
okay.
and you pick and they're raw and you bring them home and cook them.
All right. So if it's in a can, it's a yam. That's yes. what we're going with.
Oh.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm okay with that answer.
Totally.
Can yam. Karen, how do you feel with the, if it's in a can, it's got to be a
no.
yam approach?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
She said no,
no.
before you finished your question.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
was like, I'm raring to go on this.
All right. Well,
see,
lay it on
I
me.
Was shaking my head when I was listening.
All right.
I read a long time ago that what we call both sweet potato and yam is actually a sweet potato. The yam grows in Africa.
Okay.
And it's like the same kind of thing, but it's huge. You'd need a wheelbarrow.
Oh, you'd need a wheelbarrow for a yam?
It'd be yeah. quite an entrance to your Thanksgiving party.
No kidding, just roll that in. Who's bringing the yams? Then your Uncle Lou comes in with a wheelbarrow with a yam.
Exactly.
I might be shaking
fun.
My head now.
I have never heard that one before. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, wow.
Whip, you might have to check into that one. A yam, you can only bring in a wheelbarrow. Can you imagine trying
now?
To jam that thing into a can?
No.
Wow. And remember, speaking of sweet potatoes, Charles Leno Jr., Leno on the Line, said that's his favorite sweet potato pie. That's
yeah, right. which I didn't even know was a thing.
I've
yeah.
never had sweet potato pie.
Nor have I.
And remember, he was going to call home back to Oakland to try to get the family recipe.
Yes, from Grandma.
You know what?
That's
I need
right.
to ask him that, too.
Yeah.
Maybe when I FaceTime him.
Are you going to try to
Oh, yeah, I'm going to FaceTime him over
Good.
The holidays. Del King reveals quarantining during the pandemic bonded her and her fiancé, saying, quote, it made us stronger. So we thought we would ask you, the pandemic made us blank. In what? In your house. How would you finish that phrase? Pandemic made us what? Carly.
Carpenters.
A lot of home improvement being done, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a ton.
Yep, a ton, no doubt about it.
Okay,
pandemic
that's good.
At number three made us what, Karen?
Thirstier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Us too. So strange. Yeah, a lot thirstier. Wow. Pandemic made us what at number two, Josh?
Hornier.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. How many people are like, yeah, us too.
Oh, my God.
How weird is that? Hornier, which, of course, results in number one. The pandemic made us what, Justin?
Pregnant.
Ah.
Oh, that is what it leads
Look
to,
Look at
doesn't
that.
It?
Look at that. When's the blessed day going to be?
January 19th.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Gonna be here before you know it. What
Very
a surprise.
Much.
Yeah. So you got started. Yeah. I'm just doing the math in my head like many of you are. You got started early in the pandemic on this.
A little early, yeah.
Yeah, right when the shutdown was happening. You're
yeah.
like, well, there's nothing else to do.
Exactly.
Let's do that.
Pretty much. You know, right when that quarantine started, it was
go time.
Yep. Yep. Congratulations, Justin. You know, you're minding your own business. You're Chick-fil-A. It's high. You're like, oh, you let one fly, I swear word, and then you look over and there's a family of six with like four toddlers.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that one.
Yep,
the
yep.
inopportune swearing moment. Where did it happen, Renee?
Oh, hey, I was the maid of honor at my friend Jenny's wedding, and we were starting the ceremony in church, and I was walking up the stairs, and I tripped on my dress and said the F word.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, you went big on that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You went with the really aggressive word, the big word.
Yeah,
the big one.
Yeah. Everybody heard it?
Oh, yeah. Even Grandma in the front row.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Was there
you
shock?
You really yelled it. You yelled it all the way through. Was there what?
Shock and dismay, or were they laughing?
think put a hush over the crowd. Everybody kind of stared right. at me.
Yeah, no one really knows how to throw a follow up the tripping bridesmaid right. in the F word.
Right.
Yeah. The wrong time to swear, Leanne.
Oh, good morning. Well, my daughter was on her Zoom class, and there were probably 16 kids on screen, and the teacher and the dog started having an accident, and I screamed, "Oh my gosh, the dog is effing, I know, effing, effing across the floor," and my daughter yelled, "Mom," and the teacher yelled, "Maggie," and it was a disaster.
Oh, Lord. That's good times. Good times and good memories with the effing, effing.
Ooh. Oh, that's gross, though, too.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Worst possible time to swear, huh?
In a job interview with the CEO of the company.
Oh, you just got really comfortable with your language, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I got the job, so I guess it all worked out.
Right.
This is my worst fear.
That being swearing in front of the CEO or just being in front of that open microphone. Don't worry, it's my worst fear for you, too. Cancel everything.
Okay.
Cancel trending on Twitter.
Canceled?
Canceled.
Oh.
Cancel the news.
What?
Canceled.
That's fine with me.
This is the news of the day.
What?
I saw this guy yesterday. You all saw this guy yesterday. Whip was talking about him earlier this morning. The viral video of the guy down in Estero, Florida. Just south of Fort Myers and north of Bonita Beach and Naples. I know the area.
Yeah,
apparently you do. Yeah, I would just say Florida.
Yeah. Richard Wilbanks, the guy who dove in the lake to save his dog Gunner from the jaws of the alligator.
Oh, my God.
What is my favorite part? Not only that Gunner was saved.
Yes.
But Richard never lost his cigar the whole time.
Never.
Let's say hello. Live in Estero, Florida. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing just great this morning.
Boy, you are a true hero, Richard, saving your dog, Gunner. Wow.
Well, it's not my typical Sunday morning walk with Gunner, that's for sure.
That's easy.
Walk us through this, no pun intended, Richard. You're strolling with Gunner, and out of the lake comes a gator?
Yes, it was up under the water, and I didn't see it, and it just came out from under the water like a rocket and just grabbed Gunner and was swimming off with him, and I just dove right in after him and finally got a hold to the alligator and wrestled it up to the bank and pried his jaws open and got my little dog out.
Wow. Did it ever occur to you, Richard, as the gator ran off with Gunner and you dove in, as you hit the water, were you thinking in your mind, this is crazy?
No, afterwards I did.
Right.
But, at the time, it was just reaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when you dove in and you grabbed the gator, because you were underwater too, and you came out, were you thinking, what was on your mind? Am I going to be able to pry these jaws open, or were you thinking I'm going to shake it loose?
Well, I didn't want to shake him, but when I got him to the bank, it was, I'll tell you, when an alligator closes his mouth, mm-hmm. it's really difficult to get it open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just adrenaline pumping. And, you know, I just got my fingers in there and got his mouth open and got the little Gunner out.
Did you hear, like, was the gator hissing and carrying on? Yeah. See, that's what they say, carrying on.
Sounds like something Richard might say.
Wasn't doing all that?
Well, I tell you what, the gator was grunting, I was grunting, and Gunner was, he was whining.
Oh, Gunner.
There's grunting and whining everywhere.
Can't blame him.
So, did you grab it? Did you snag any of your fingers on those sharp teeth?
I did. I had to go and get a tetanus shot, and they wanted me to get some stitches in a couple of little places in my hand, and I just came home, put some super glue in them, and pushed them back together.
That's perfect. You don't need to do it.
Did you? All right. The stitches?
So when I'm watching this video, Richard, and you open the gator's mouth, and Gunner goes running off, there's a moment you're there holding the mouth open, you got your cigar, and it looks to me like you're thinking, now what?
Oh, yes, yes. I had to, you know, once I got Gunner out, he had my hands in his mouth, and I said, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get my hands out? So,
Gunner, come back here.
Fortunately, I must not have tasted good because he decided to let my hands go.
Wow.
You scared him enough.
Wow. Nice. So you get Gunner free, you get your hand out, the gator closes his mouth, do you dive on shore and he goes swimming off, or are you thinking we're still going to tangle?
Well, actually, there's a little fence that's kind of behind the pond, and I got his jaws closed and picked him up, and I just had to get him away from Gunner and myself because he was just snapping and swinging his tail, and I just threw him over the fence, and I think a little bit later, he got back across the fence and got back in the pond, so... You know, it all worked out. Gunner, he's doing great. I'm fine. And alligators swimming around in the lake again.
Everybody walks away fine. It's an unbelievable story, Richard. Absolutely unbelievable. You're not going to keep walking in that area, are you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Of course.
It's just like getting thrown off a horse. You got to get back on it. So, you know, after I got Gunner home from the hospital, the first thing we did was went walking back by the pond. I didn't want to be scared.
Oh.
Was Gunner looking up at you like, don't you know what happened the last time we were here?
Well, I'm sure it might have been going through his mind, but what kind of daddy do I have?
That's true. That is true. Well, Richard, you are a true hero for your dog and for all dog lovers everywhere. Congratulations, and let's not go jumping in any more lakes going after gators, okay?
I hope not. I'll take up an easier Sunday morning pastime. Maybe golf.
There you go.
Oh, you guys can really talk about something there.
Plenty of that down there in Florida. Enjoy your day, Richard. We're glad everybody's okay. Congratulations on all that happened yesterday.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, a lot of people in Pennsylvania and the upper Midwest skip the turkey and have raccoon. Like right now, if it was prepared well by a well-known chef and they brought in a big platter of raccoon, would you eat it?
No, I could.
I would do it in
not.
A second.
I guess I'd probably take a bite. It does feel a little kind of, I don't know, personal.
Personal?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like
raccoon. You know a lot of raccoon friends or what?
They would be like squirrel, you know? They kind of hang out in your yard.
I'd eat squirrel too.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
For Thanksgiving, you'll be enjoying what?
We are having steaks, fillets on the grill, and king crab legs.
And crab legs. You're going surf and turf, huh?
We are, yes. We don't like turkey. We love all the sides, but we are doing something different. There's only four of us, and we are going to enjoy that every bite.
Doesn't sound all bad. Does not sound
That's
all
awesome.
Bad. Hi, Amy. Instead of turkey, it will be what?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
We are ordering Lowry's Prime Rib.
Lowry's Prime Rib.
Oh. Get it while you can.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Is this new this year, or do you do this every year?
Nope, this is new. I know they're closing, and it's a family favorite.
Well, that's nice. Good. It's nice that you're doing that. Speaking of ordering, look at this. Maggie, no turkey for you guys. What will it be on Thanksgiving?
Nope, we do Chinese takeout.
Nice. Nice. Little chicken, little mein. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a vegetarian, and my boyfriend eats meat, and so for the last 3 years that we've been together, we don't cook because
it's
hard.
Right.
Yeah,
it's too hard.
He eats meat, and I don't, so we just do Chinese takeout, and then
Chinese
everyone
takeout.
Wins.
And that's one of the few places that's probably open on Thanksgiving, right?
That's true.
Yeah, this is true.
And
perfect,
Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You'll be enjoying not turkey, but what, Jessa?
We have a kidney bean pot pie because we're vegetarians.
Wait, what?
The kidney bean pot pie.
Yeah.
Just like your ancestors used to do. Yeah. I can honestly tell you, I don't think I've ever had one of those. Would I enjoy it?
Probably. It's similar to like a chicken pot pie, but instead of chicken, we put kidney beans in it. And most pot pies use like a cream of chicken, but we use a cream of celery soup.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, that actually sounds good. Plus, I like the crust part of a chicken pot pie the most anyway.
Would you consider
feel it's the best with Thanksgiving with the crust.
Oh, there you go. Would you consider a kidney pot pie with a side of Chinese takeout?
Oh, I would do Chinese takeout any day.
There you go. All right, look at this. Hi, Victor.
Hi.
How's it going?
good.
Victor, how old are you?
11.
Awesome. Oh. And for Thanksgiving, Victor, what are you having at your house?
A tofurkey or a tofu turkey.
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice. Do you like that?
I really like it, but I do like meat also.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. So you're not a vegetarian.
No, but my brother is.
I gotcha. Mm. I gotcha. And so will you have a regular turkey and a tofurkey or just the tofurkey?
So we're just going to have the tofurkey, and then my grandpa is actually making a duck.
Oh, wow, a duck. Oh. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. Duck
yeah,
is sweet.
A little duck. Would you ever eat raccoon, Victor?
No.
No raccoon for you.
Smart kid.
Does the tofurkey look like a turkey, Victor?
Not exactly. Yeah.
No? Yeah. What's it look like?
Just like a block of tofu.
Right, a block.
Yeah.
There's nothing more festive than a block of tofu. Do you like the sides? Do you like green bean casserole, Victor?
I've never tried that.
Yeah,
but
don't do it.
Exactly.
That's my favorite. You should try it if you ever get the chance, Victor.
Victor, eat a raccoon before the green bean casserole, okay, buddy?
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. Thank you, Victor. Uh-huh. What a nice kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Very nice kid. Did you hear that? I believe your son just called, Big Karwowski. Yeah.
Victor, we need to swap recipes. Our tofurkey is going to look like the Captain America shield this year.
Oh, wow.
It was my middle son's turn to get the mold.
Oh, nice.
He found a Captain America shield.
Beautiful. Huh. So. Nothing says happy Thanksgiving like a tofurkey shaped like a Captain America shield.
It actually makes a lot of sense based on the holiday.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I think I've convinced my daughter to eat this because she came with the turkey scented candle.
All right.
Oh, she gave that to me. I think she picked it up in Geneva.
Nice. Nice. So you are doing the tofurkey again this year, Ben Karwowski.
Yeah, that's always part of the regimen.
So you're doing a tofurkey, and then you're lighting a turkey-smelling candle, so you get the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you lose that part. So the candle's called the gobbler, I think.
Of course it is.
What it was underneath the...
What else would it be?
Gobbler.
Yeah. Will there be a regular turkey as well?
Oh, yeah. No, my wife loves Thanksgiving. This is like her Christmas morning. She loves preparing this. But my daughter and I will sit on the other side of the table and eat the tofu.
Scowling.
Yeah. You don't know what you're missing. Right.
So is the tofu thing anything like a turkey? Why is it called a tofurkey then?
Well, because it's made out of tofu.
Yeah.
No, but what about the turkey part?
Yeah, well, you can season it.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the taste. Yeah, you can season it to taste. That's why Victor and I have to swap recipes.
Right. Got it.
I'd like to see what he does.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So. All right, make sure to take a picture of the Captain America shield.
Yeah, much celebrated.
Can't wait to see it. Boy, one of my favorite holidays, minus the tofurkey. Girls can't remember if they switched their straighteners off, but they know what you said 10 months ago at 2:53 p.m. That's true. How many times have you been in your car, guys? You're driving, you're like 8 blocks from home, and your wife or girlfriend says, "Did I turn the straightener off?"
Mm-hmm.
You guys are like, I don't know.
But they know who you text on.
I'm certain I did.
That's right.
And you drive 4 more blocks, and you go, "Let's go back," because then it's in your head.
Yeah.
Let's go back and check. You're convinced you always have to go back. You left it on. Hi, Abe.
Hi, how's it going? Love you guys.
Thank you.
I've listened to you for 15 years now.
Oh, you're the best. Appreciate it. I got like 4 more in me, Abe, before I collapse and fall over. That's it.
Let's make them good.
What I got left. What do you always convince you left open?
The garage, man. Always. Yeah. So you know what I had to do is I got the app. So now I can be anywhere. Like I work in Chicago, I live in Glen Ellen, and I know when my garage is on or off, and I can turn it on or off from my phone. It's great.
See, that's a very smart thing, and I should do it, but this is the truth, Abe. I would start not believing the app.
Yeah. Right.
I'd be like, is this app sure? Is this working?
Yeah.
I should go check. Because I'm not certain my app worked right.
Right.
Sometimes I'm pretty convinced it isn't working right.
Yeah.
Julie, you're convinced you left it on or left it open?
Hey, well, not me. My husband always leaves the garage door open. And one time this summer, we were at our cottage in Indiana. And at 3 in the morning, he gets a call on his cell phone. And it was the police. We live in Orland Park. Saying, your garage door is open. Do you want us to go check the house? And my husband was like, what? You know, and we had been gone for 2 days already.
Okay. Right. Yeah, it's been open for 2 days. And it appears all of your bikes are gone.
Ha!
For sure.
That wouldn't happen in Orland. In the city, it would happen, though. Oh, that happened to me in the city.
Wouldn't take 2 days.
This is why I'm so paranoid. I left my garage open for like 4 minutes.
Really?
And all my bikes were gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I didn't even have time to walk around the back of the house and come back, and they were already stolen.
That's a crime of opportunity right there.
Bike thefts are up 50% this year. We had a story yesterday in Chicago.
Insanity.
I know.
Carol.
Hey, good morning.
You're convinced you left it on or open?
Well, it's my mom, actually. She obsessively checks the front door. So my dad, when he sees that she's getting in the cycle, he would go to the front door and he would unlock it.
Oh.
And then she would go and be like, I know, I just locked it.
Oh, just to mess with her.
I just want you to check it out for no reason.
Then it really gets in your head.
Yeah. I know. Then she really can't tell. Did I not?
Man, you convinced you left it open, on, or I guess in Alex's case, out.
My stash. What? I got to make sure the wife doesn't grab it. Throw it away. The kids don't need it. Go to school a little happy. You know, I got to make sure I'm smoking the morning dope, listening to you guys on my way to work. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go back home.
That's right. Put that away.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Evers.
Yeah, it's better you know it.
Oh, my God.
Gotta put that away. You can't leave that later on.
Oh, man.
Oh, especially
I
got to
go right now. All right, Alex. A study has found what is the most watched TV show over Thanksgiving weekend in Illinois. Right here. It's got to be what show? 312-233-1019. Natalie.
Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire. Good guess. Not correct.
Yeah, because there's always a lot of fires with those turkeys.
That's why people watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, the turkey just caught on fire. We should watch Chicago Fire.
Yeah. Wonder if there is an episode where a turkey fryer goes
awry. Always around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there should be.
All right. Steve, what's the number one show we watch in Illinois over Thanksgiving weekend?
Macy's Day Parade.
Another good guess. The problem with that one is you only get to really watch it once.
That's true.
You can't go, all right, let's watch more of it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Not unless you really love it over and over.
Number one show in Illinois people watch over Thanksgiving is what, Linda?
Friends.
Exactly right.
Friends?
Friends. Friends marathons.
Oh.
That's what they say. Same thing for Indiana, too.
Wow.
Other ones that make the list around the country, This Is Us, Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, Seinfeld, and House.
Yeah, I think Channel 9 is doing a Friends marathon this weekend. I've seen the commercials.
That's why you might be watching a lot of it. Mike Tyson reveals a 100-pound weight loss as he rips off his shirt during a live interview.
Whoa. Really? Does it
Why
look
would
good
Mike Tyson
bad?
Want to lose 100 pounds?
Good question.
How is he going to take on sharks next year during Shark Week?
True. I don't know how he's going to do it, Mike Tyson. I became a vegan. My wife also told me to get on a treadmill. I went from 15 minutes on the treadmill, and now I can do 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Mike. Losing 100 pounds.
Whoa.
2 hours on a treadmill? That's torture.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs reveals he puts ketchup on his Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
That's kind of a theme in the commercials now. He's in with State Farm.
Jake from State Farm,
He puts ketchup on a lot of things. That's his thing, I guess.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did you hear the story about the brawling women who trashed Trump Tower here in Chicago?
No.
I heard something about that.
The Sun-Times says two Chicago women were arrested for brawling on the 24th floor of Trump Tower. The women were visiting friends at 3 a.m. when an argument ensued. A fight broke out on the 24th floor as the women took pictures off the wall and threw them at one another.
Oh. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That's a brawl.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Like
want good times?
Them. Yeah.
Website is offering $2,500 to watch 25 holiday films in 25 days.
Yay!
Something you do that.
I think I could do that.
The website reviews.org said the chief holiday cheermeister will receive the money and a year-long subscription to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, HBO Max, and Apple TV, all of which you can watch on your Amazon Fire 7 tablet that we'll give away here in a few minutes.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Make you the third of 10 winners. There's a hotel that has a Buddy the Elf themed room.
Oh, people love that.
Yeah, speaking of watching movies for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Oh, getting into that time. In Rochester, Michigan, they're celebrating the holidays. The room is decorated with Christmas trees, a Will Ferrell cardboard cutout, and elf memorabilia. You can rent the room for $745 a night.
Okay.
Majority of Americans say they got their worst sleep in 2020.
Oh, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Been a bad year for sleeping.
Yeah, definitely. Stressful.
Yeah, very, very stressful. That's why you got to take those sleep aids. George Clooney tells MovieWeb that his Batman movie was terrible.
Oh.
Okay, well, at least he owns it.
America says you're right. It was really, really awful. Massachusetts man with half a beard is the front runner for the mugshot of the year.
Wait a second.
He's got big hair and half a beard.
Okay.
Like left to right?
He's just got the beard appears to be on the left side of his face, not the right. Mustache included, too.
Okay.
Half a mustache. Looks like he might have lost a bet.
Okay,
police responded to a crowd control complaint Friday as state police were in the process of moving homeless people from courthouse grounds. Manchester officers spotted Joseph Castro Del Rio. He was charged with criminal threatening and resisting arrest. You can see in his mugshot, he appears to have lost his razor halfway through the process.
Wow.
We can post that picture.
Yeah, let's see it.
There he is right there. Whip, here's one for you.
Okay.
The drug cartels are now using breast implants to move drugs.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I really hadn't given it thought, like, what would be the best way. But
you know, they're always thinking of ways.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe no one would think to look inside there.
Look inside the boobs. Colombian police recently arrested a drug cartel that was using breast implants to transport the drugs. Liquid cocaine and other drugs were being placed in implants. The implants were then put in women who smuggled them overseas.
Yeah, but
because it would be weird to put them in a guy.
It would. Well that might attract
might
attention.
Spot them. Yeah. Just spot them right away.
That's weird.
Speaking of things inside you. Horrific ultrasound shows parasites wriggling in man's stomach.
That's horrific.
That's gross.
An Indian man's condition brought new meaning to the term stomach bug. The New Delhi native first knew something was wrong after suffering from abdominal pain, diarrhea, and vomiting the whole day. He should be in one of those AbbVie commercials.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a medicine for him.
Yeah. Checked into a local hospital where doctors found that his white blood cell and hemoglobin levels were elevated. They decided to do an ultrasound and discovered a common species of roundworm known for infiltrating the intestinal tract. People inadvertently ingest the eggs by putting dirty hands in their mouth or eating vegetables or fruits that have not been carefully cooked, washed, or peeled. Good tip heading into the Thanksgiving holiday right there.
Oh, my God.
Be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, let this be a lesson to you. That sounds like the theme you might see in a Godfather movie or maybe The Sopranos, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
You know who might say that to you? Tony Meatballs, that's who.
Tony Meatballs.
Philly mob bust includes a guy actually named Tony Meatballs.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And Twitter loves it.
Oh, couldn't they?
Of course.
15 members and associates of the Philadelphia Mafia were indicted on federal racketeering and related charges. One of the guys indicted, Tony Meatballs.
That's awesome.
Other names on the list were good, though. Joey Electric got charged.
Got charged.
That's good.
And a host of others, but everybody seemed most excited about Tony Meatballs. I'm looking at the list here. You got the Louis Sheep. He was indicted.
I don't want to know why he's called that.
Cozy Butch. Cozy Butch was indicted.
Okay.
Big Vic. Mr. Hopkins.
Self-explanatory.
And Tony Meatballs. Just a second ago, Whip was doing like a dance of that. I think he's putting it on TikTok.
Are you?
I am right now.
You're doing a TikTok dance of that BTS song?
I'm posting it right now. Don't bother
me. I thought so.
Don't bother me.
I thought so. All right. Our top three things trending on Twitter earlier. Violetta was bumped on the earlier edition of trending on Twitter because we had a guy who wrestled an alligator.
I know. That was priorities. More intense, for sure.
Priorities. Got to get Richard Wilbanks on here, the guy who wrestled the alligator to get the dog out of the alligator's mouth.
That's trending everywhere. That's a viral video, so it was totally appropriate to skip meme.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Let's find out the top three things trending on Twitter right now as we're heading into a Thanksgiving weekend. In at number three.
Hashtag folklore is trending after Taylor, you know, that washed up artist.
Yeah.
Swift tweeted out that 11/24, which is today, is 24 minus 11 equals 13, which everybody knows is her favorite number. So she has an announcement. Okay. And her announcement is the studio sessions will be out tonight at midnight for Disney Plus. So folklore is studio performances of her making the songs are going to be on Disney Plus at midnight.
All right, I'm going to set the alarm.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Make sure I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Happy
trending
viewing.
On Twitter number two.
So we've been talking about Comcast pretty much all day, and how weird is it that Comcast is trending?
You know what? I said how, like, what that TV's doing in there, my TV has been doing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so maybe a lot of people are experiencing
locking
that.
Locking up and digitized, and I've tried calling in. Last night I thought the woman fixed it. She was great. I finally got through, and now I just found out the on-demand is doing it.
So
it just freezes and digitizes.
Oh,
it's driving me crazy.
To come out.
So some new news came out that people are not really loving on Twitter. Comcast is moving to set data caps during a pandemic, which everybody's saying this is not the right time to do that with more people working from home, kids e-learning. They're saying that once you pass 1.2 terabytes, you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigabytes.
Whoa.
Now, I know there's a lot of weird math stuff or terabytes. Who knows how much that is? So I looked it up. 1.2 terabytes is 480 hours of movies or 3,500 hours of Zoom meetings. So once
Captain Hollywood uses that up by the first 4 days of the month.
Passed that long ago.
Yeah.
So once you pass that up, you're going to be charged, and you have a max of only $100 of being charged. I guess that's the positive part. But people are really taking to Twitter to kind of go against this.
Why do you, like, it's like the digitizing and the locking up is only on the main level. Like the upstairs TV is fine, and the basement TV is fine. Why?
Only the tech knows for sure.
I don't know. It's so weird.
It all bites.
So weird.
And you just can't get it fixed. I don't know.
See, whenever I see my TV digitizing like that, I'm like, did I pay the bill? Like, are they just like kind of telling me like, hey, we're going to cut this off soon if you don't pay it?
The one thing that I think the person can do when they come out, based on my past experience, they'll go in the basement, they'll look at something, and they have a little thing in their pocket that measures the strength of the signal, and it'll be weak sometimes. And so I think you have a weak signal, maybe not everywhere, but at least in that spot for whatever reason.
Check the thing for a weak signal. Sounds like another problem for AbbVie.
Totally true.
Come get that fixed. The problem is getting somebody to come out.
I know.
I mean, it's so crazy busy now.
Maybe they can do it remotely.
That's what I tried all last night.
I know. Maybe they can do it again remotely or
I don't know.
Better.
Try to get them on the phone. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Turn off the TV. Listen to the radio.
True, too. Dash has got a lot to say.
Rash?
Both of them.
Got it. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag Caitlin Bristow is trending. If you don't know who that is, she is an ex-bachelorette, and she is also now crowned the winner of Dancing with the Stars of season 29. Bachelor Nation has spoken.
That doesn't seem like that should be allowed.
Why?
It's like the same network. Those shows like alternate with each other.
It's too ancestral.
I didn't want to use that phrase, but yes.
Why not?
Incestual, I don't know.
Because it sounds like cousins marrying cousins.
Well, it kind of is.
Exactly.
That's what they're
doing. Exactly. Cousin shows are marrying cousin shows.
All right. Thank you, Violetta. There it is. ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.